You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, and this segment is based off of a story that just made me LOL yesterday. It's this viral video that went around of this couple in South Carolina getting married. Now, the backstory on their marriage is that they've been together for 15 years, and they're just now getting married. And the bride, I guess, has been giving this guy a lot of crap because it's taken him so long to finally propose to her. All right? There's okay. The backstory.
Got it.
15 years, finally got off his butt, proposed. They're in front of everyone. They're about to do their vows, and the bride pulls out her vows that she had written on a piece of paper, and she proceeds to blow dust off the vows that she had written. And it's this big thing of dust that goes flying. And the crowd, because they all knew the story that this guy waited and waited and waited to propose, the crowd just broke up.
Sure.
And it's a really funny video. And the look on his face is classic. And then he finally starts laughing, too. And I'm like, you know what? Those people will always have a fun little story about something at their wedding that got people to laugh. It's something that people will tell the story. Hey, I was at a wedding and the bride blew the dust off the vows.
That's pretty good.
I know when I've married some couples, I've tried to give them a few things. Just a couple of them, we've had adult beverages up at the front before we get started. Friends of mine that I married down on the beach in Mexico, that we did shots, and they didn't know about it beforehand. I just pulled out shots of their favorite beverages because I know them very well. And they said, hey, we'll never forget that we started our wedding doing shots on the beach in Mexico.
Yeah.
So the segment that we're doing right now, we're looking for the craziest slash funniest or slash most embarrassing thing that happened at a wedding you attended. It could be your wedding, or it could be just one where you were in the crowd and you've got a story that you will never, ever forget.
I'll give you the two out of my wedding. We've talked about the one with my mom multiple times throughout the years.
Falling down.
One of the best parts about our wedding was at the last minute. But these two actually come from the reception. At the last minute, Nick Nack's dad was like, we're going to have an open bar. We're like, yes. So mom went back to the open bar multiple times to get herself some White Russians. And I don't know how many deep she was, but the famous picture now that floats around from time to time on text is mom laying on the ground at the reception because she came walking back with two White Russians, one in each hand, caught her heel in the heating vent in the ground, and down she went. And the funny
down
part is
goes Danny.
She didn't
down
spill
goes Danny.
Either of the White Russians, which was fantastic. She had mad skills. So there's pictures
she gets
of
bonus
her
points for that.
Laughing on the floor, holding her two drinks up in the air. And the other one was when the DJ started playing the music and everybody was out on the dance floor. And we looked over at one point and my sweet Nana was out on the dance floor. And at that time, she was probably late 80s. I mean, probably pushing 90, if I recall. And then we looked over, and Nicole's cousin was out there, and he was probably 20, 21, and he was making out with Nana on the dance floor. So she had the biggest smile on her face, and also some very memorable photos and video of that moment, which I hold near and dear to my heart on my
That's
computer.
That's wonderful.
Of Nana making out with a 21-year-old. Ew. Tongue
so
and everything.
It's your turn, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We want to know the craziest, funniest, or most embarrassing thing you've witnessed at a wedding. It doesn't have to be yours. You couldn't have just been there. And we've already got stories that are coming in. May I please read a couple of these to get us jump-started? And then we'll open up the phones. Amy wrote in, said, I was at a wedding when I was in college where a former boyfriend of the bride snuck in and began heckling the bride and groom. I'd like to say it was funny, but it was actually horrible. Everyone was embarrassed for him and for the bride and groom. He was quickly escorted out by the bride's father,
yeah,
who was a sheriff.
Perfect. Cuff him. Get him out.
Sheriff getting up. That's his little girl getting married up there. Derek says, my brother has a great story. He was at a wedding for one of his pledge brothers when a car crashed through the front door of the church.
Whoa.
A drunk driver. Nobody was hurt, but everyone made jokes about how it was an omen for the marriage. I didn't see that. Huh. And then one of my favorites that just got texted in, Kirsten says, I was at a wedding in the mountains where they had their dog as the ring bearer. Yes, that will happen.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, yeah.
She says the dog raised his leg and peed on the chair where the groom's mom was
sitting. Beautiful. Another omen.
Again, some sort of omen? Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Talking about the funny or embarrassing stories of things that happened. Not necessarily at your wedding. It could be one where you were just in the crowd watching, gaping at what was going on.
So funny, because a lot of pictures are coming in now, too, from stuff. Yeah. Bailey on our Facebook page just sent one in. She says, at my brother's wedding last summer, my grandma leaned a little too far over a candle and set herself on fire. She said, I'll find the picture. And she sent it, and sure enough, there's grandma's dress with a bunch of burn marks all over it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Like going all Joan of Arc on them and everything.
Help me!
Amy sent us a note. She goes, let me try to tell the story. She goes, it was her wedding, and the priest was getting ready to do the vows, where they do the priest is like, you know, Amy, repeat after me, right? And he says, I, Amy, take you, Ryan. Amy says, the problem is my husband's name is Pat. Ryan is my brother.
Yo, gross. Ben says, I was actually at a wedding where a cake fell on the floor. The table leg gave out and down it went. Epic, boys. No. Just epic.
Those are expensive. That's not a joke, cheap faux pas either. Scott, I've heard this happening before. Scott says, my old boss taped the words, help me, on the bottom of his shoe sole. So when he knelt at the altar, the crowd could read it. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Here's Paul, who's on the phone. Good morning, Paul. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, boys. Good
so what's morning. The funny story from a wedding?
So we got married. We camped out the weekend of our wedding. And after we did our vows, we walked down to the river and jumped in to Glacier Fed River.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
So you were taking the plunge, as they say.
We took plunge. And then for some reason, our bridal party decided to join us.
Yes,
oh, that's
perfect.
That's kind of cool, actually.
I love it. Paul, thank you for the call. There's some great photo of my sister when she got married. She and her husband, they had their reception was afterwards at somebody's house. And my sister and her new husband, in their wedding clothes, ran and jumped together, holding hands into the pool. So I guess they were taking the plunge, too.
Oh, man.
Here's Kirsten. Kirsten, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
So what happened?
Well, when I was walking up to the altar, my garter fell off of my leg and down to the floor. And I looked at my maid of honor, looked down at the floor, looked up. The pastor had to pick up his book because he was cracking up and everyone he could see it. And luckily, I made it up there. He pretended to, like, was fluffing my dress, picked it up. And nobody ever noticed except the poor pastor who then had to do our entire
He was all turned on, huh?
Well, at least he didn't slide it back up. Your
yeah,
leg.
Nice and
that
slow.
Really That's awkward
little,
in front of him.
Hallelujah.
Getting a little frisky a little too quickly.
Yeah, settle down, Pastor.
Kirsten, we're so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show.
Here's one from Janice real quick on our Facebook. I was at a mountain wedding, and a mountain lion actually showed up in the distance, was crouched down watching us. The ceremony had to be stopped in the middle of it. We all went back to this giant barn structure while a bunch of guys went out and scared it away. It was pretty scary, says Janice. That's kind of trippy.
But it's exciting. You've got a great story to tell. Here's another barn one. Marcy says, we were in a barn where they got married. She says, when I tossed my bouquet, I threw it up into the rafters. It got stuck. Took about 15 minutes for facilities people to get a ladder tall enough to get up there and
it.
Knock the bouquet back
got
down.
It. Does anybody have like a Nerf gun? Pop, 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 pop. Leanne says, I work for a catering company. I've seen all sorts of weird things. How about this one? All of the wedding party got matching tattoos before the wedding, which was a red octopus. And then she put the little shrug emoji like, I don't know what that means. That's kind of weird.
Here's Michelle on the phone. Michelle, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what's the story in a nutshell?
Well, let me preface it by it was my brother's wedding. And unbeknownst to any of us, I, his best man, and two of his groomsmen walked up and tried to give him our car keys before the wedding to leave. After the wedding,
Oh, your phone's breaking up on us, Michelle. Oh, we lost your
phone. Oh, nuts. Now we'll never know what happened to the car keys.
What happened to the car keys?
Let me give you this one. It's just so simple. It's just one line from Jess. Text. Bride puked on the carpet at the church.
Okay. Yes.
Well, it's nerves, you know?
We've had a few of them talking about puking, so there's been a handful. A lot of puking going on, Emma. A lot of vomit at weddings. What's your story?
No puking in my story, thankfully. When I was like 8 or 9 years old, I was like a junior bridesmaid in my oldest sister's wedding. And my dad, unbeknownst to about half of our siblings, there are quite a few of us. He's kind of prolific. Had another daughter, and none of us knew about it, but we met her at the wedding because she was another bridesmaid, and she was like the closest in age to my oldest sister, and nobody knew about her, and we all just like met her in the bridal party, and it was
That's awkward.
I kind of like the story, though. So did you develop a relationship with her, or did you just see her that one time and one and done, or what's the story?
I mean, kind of both. My family is very Brady Bunch, except none of us like each other. The siblings, I would say like 60% of us talk to each other, but like less than that on a regular basis.
Yeah, okay.
So that specific sister, she's the second oldest, and there's only one boy, my poor brother.
Okay. Hold on. We got to run.
So, yes or no?
No. I love that line. We're like the Brady Bunch, but we don't like each other.
Yeah, that's funny.
Emma, thank you for the call. We're going to squeeze in one more real fast. Iris, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, what's the story? Quickly.
As short as possible, my best friend was having a medieval themed wedding, and I decided to photobomb with a stuffed rat.
Okay.
What? I can't believe it. Let's go back to that medieval wedding. That is one wedding that I would go to. Mm-hmm. I hate going to weddings, but a medieval one? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Full
did
suit
they do
of armor.
Any jousting or anything during it or something?
Oh, God, I hope so. Giant turkey legs.
That's funny. Now the text messages are rolling in. And there's so many of them that involve alcohol. I mean, a ton.
Somebody rolled down a hill in the wedding dress.
At my wedding, when the minister asked for the rings, my husband pulled out handcuffs.
Right on.